Okay, again, Prophets and Kings, page 9, if you actually got the book. This is the foreword. It's like, it looks like a page and a half. Yeah, about that. It says, the story of Prophets and Kings is the second in a series of 5 outstanding volumes spanning sacred history. It was, however, the last book of the series to be written and the last of many rich works to come from the gifted pen of Ellen G. White. Through her 70 years of speaking and writing in America and abroad, Mrs. White ever kept before the public the larger significance of the events of history, revealing that in the affairs of men are to be detected the unseen influences of righteousness and evil, the hand of God, and the work of the great adversary. The author, with deep insight in providential workings, draws the curtain aside and reveals a philosophy of history by which the events of the past take on an eternal significance. She expressed this philosophy in this way. The strength of nations and of individuals is not found in the opportunities and faculties that appear to make them invincible. It is not found in their boasted greatness. That which alone can make them great or strong is the power and purpose of God. They themselves, by their attitude toward his purpose, decide their own destiny. Human histories relate man's achievements, his victories in battle, his success in climbing to worldly greatness. God's history describes man as heaven views him. This volume, Prophets and Kings, opens with the account of Solomon's glorious reign over Israel, a united kingdom, with the temple of Jehovah, the center of true worship. Here are traced the vicissitudes of a favored and chosen people, torn between allegiance to God and serving the gods of the nations about them. And here are seen vividly, through a crucial period of this world's history, the dramatic evidences of the raging conflict between Christ and Satan for the hearts and allegiance of men. The book abounds in fascinating character studies. The wise Solomon, whose wisdom did not keep him from transgression, Jeroboam, the self-serving man of policy, and the evil results which followed his reign, the mighty and fearless Elisha, the prophet of peace and healing, Ahaz, the fearful and wicked, Hezekiah, the loyal and good-hearted, Daniel, my favorite, the beloved of God, Jeremiah, the prophet of sorrow, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, prophets of the restoration. Beyond them all rises in glory the coming King, the Lamb of God, the only begotten Son, in whom the typical sacrifices find fulfillment. Patriarchs and Prophets, the first book of the series, spans world history, which we just finished, by the way, from creation to the close of David's reign. The Desire of Ages, the third book, treats of the life and ministry of Christ. This volume, Prophets and Kings, fits between these two. The Acts of the Apostles, the fourth, portrays the history of the early Christian church, and the Great Controversy, the last in the series, traces the conflict story to our day, and then on, in a prophetic vein, to the earth made new. The story of Prophets and Kings, having enjoyed a circulation which has demanded many printings since its first appearance, is now presented to the public in attractive form with type reset, but without no change of text or pagination. This is okay. This is a sales pitch here. This new edition is embellished with attractive illustrations, many of them original paintings designed especially for this work. Well, I didn't know that. I thought, okay. And that this volume, with its rich lessons of faith in God and his Son, the Savior of the world, and the stories of his providence in the lives of great men and women of Old Testament times, may deepen the religious experience and enlighten the minds of all who read its pages, is the sincere wish of the publishers and the Board of Trustees of the Ellen G. White Publications. And there's the foreword of the book we're about to go into, Prophets and Kings.